I think people have to sit down and figure out, what am I trying to do if I'm going to take on this new automation project of any sort? Just like you got to go spec the job out before you do it, you got to spec out what you want to get out of things that you're trying to implement, because then you know when you've gotten there or not.
Tom, welcome to the Contractor Fight. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tom. I'm great, and it's definitely great to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. It's been a long time coming, but I think the timing's pretty good, man, because I know you got a lot of cool things going on in Estimate Rocket right now, and that I know we'll get into here a bit. But anyway, appreciate you being here. Wanted to just kind of kick off and ask you, maybe give us a background on yourself and how you started Estimate Rocket. What is Estimate Rocket for people who have no idea? Maybe they've never heard of it. Just love to kind of get some background on you and the company, man. What's that look like?
Well, so starting point is definitely Estimate Rocket is software made for contractors, and it's designed to take your manager projects for all the way from lead in the sales cycle through invoicing and, you know, ongoing customer relationship management. So it kind of really knows it's designed for contractors, kind of knows your business, knows how your businesses work, and we've designed it, you know, to keep things as streamlined, as simple as we can, and to get the maximum benefit out of it. It's a labor of love, and we've had a good time doing it. That sort of leads to the history.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So about 5 years ago now, we started a company called Logical Engine. And the goal of Logical Engine was to build, you know, best of class business solutions for small and medium sized companies, and with an emphasis on being able to take the work in the field or, you know, in the office. So, you know, you use the tool everywhere you go. And I have a lot of connections, previous businesses connections. I've been writing software for more years than I really want to mention on the air live. But I've made a lot of connections, obviously, over the years, and worked with a lot of different industries and company types, but also have met and worked with a lot of contractors. And so we started out initially just doing some one-off projects for different contractors, some medium-sized contracting companies. And those were mostly one-off estimating tools for really specific estimating needs, and some field reporting tools for companies that just needed to do like things like safety reporting in the field for insurance purposes and just for crew safety. Once we did that, we started seeing, you know, people started talking to us and asking us questions. Of course, the natural process, just like everybody's customers do, and we listened. And we just really started building out Estimate Rocket from those needs. So it's been sort of we're a very, very customer feedback driven company. We really, you know, we try to listen to our customers and give them what they need, and hopefully give them some of what they're going to need tomorrow and the next day too.
Well, good stuff. I you know, it's funny you talk about you're really driven by the customer feedback. When I refer you to contractors here in the Contractor Fight and stuff, one of the very first things that I say is that I think your secret weapon is the service that you guys deliver. You're not just a software company that doesn't have a personality. You and Kathy have done an amazing job of just connecting with your customers and listening and delivering on the things that you see over and over that can make a contractor's business, you know, more successful and easier to run. I mean, when you were talking about, you know, your description of just what Estimate Rocket is from the first lead to closing out the project, I mean, there are so many steps, and it's so easy for just the average contractor to get overwhelmed by all those things. I'm curious, when you first started like Estimate Rocket version 1, what did it roll out as? Would you have it? Was it literally just estimating and that was it? Like, what did that look like?
Actually, the initial tool didn't have all the workflow features and automated campaigns and that kind of thing, but it did allow you to, once you've created your proposal or estimate, it allowed you to you know, with very simply turn that into a work order document, you know, a little more streamlined and not necessarily have any prices on it, and then turn that into an invoice really simply and turn it into a receipt. So definitely, even from the initial features, you know, had those four documents, because we definitely saw that, you know, people struggle. They do their proposals in Microsoft Word or Excel, then they rewrite it in something else for the work order, then they rewrite it in something else for the invoice, and they rewrite it, you know, for receipt. So that was one of the problems that we really initially wanted to solve, just because it's kind of a no-brainer that those documents are all almost identical. They, you know, just some have more and some have less information.
You know, it's all right, let me give you a, all you got to do is answer yes or no to these questions. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Can you guys track leads?
Yes.
Can we track our sales dollars?
Yes.
Can we stay in touch with anybody that we've ever entered into the database?
Yes.
Can we do that automatically?
Yes.
Can we get a work order with a scope of work?
Yes.
Can we do billing?
Yes.
And the one I'm not sure of here, I know there's more, so you're going to tell me more, but I think, didn't you just add time tracking for employees?
Time tracking is our next release, so we're working real hard on that right now, and it's coming very, very soon.
All right, what did I miss?
Very excited. Whew, boy. automated follow-ups, and actually did touch the automated follow-ups. They come in a variety of different ways, though, which I think is one of the things that not everybody utilizes to its fullest extent is the automation tools, because the automated follow-ups are actually designed, there's different follow-ups for every stage of the project. So, you know, in your sales cycle, you want to say, hey, let's make an appointment until you get an appointment. And then once you get the appointment and you send them out your proposal, you want to, you know, ask them, hey, what more information do you need? How do we close this deal? How do we move forward? How do we close the sale? Then you get the job, and then you need to schedule the appointment for work. So, each step of the project has, you know, opportunities for automation, and we've actually got them baked in there when you just, you know, with the product out of the box.
I think one of the other cool things here is how you can have multiple users, because I know one of the biggest problems that the average home improvement contractor has is, you know, how do I keep everyone on my team, you know, in the loop with what's going on? Can we have, like, talk a little bit about how that, multi-person or whatever you guys call it.
Yeah, that's definitely a key to Estimate Rocket we support multiple users, but in addition to multiple users, different users can have different capabilities and permissions. So you can have, you know, your sales guys might have one set of permissions, and they may only work the project up until the sale is closed. And then, you know, then you've got crews that are going to take over and go out in the field, and you need to schedule that, you know, schedule the job to get the crews to the right place. And having the multiple users, you can actually continually assign the project to the next person. So, you know, in the beginning, the guy who gets the lead says, okay, assign it to the sales guy to go out and do the estimate or the estimator. And then the estimator, he gives it back to the sales guy, and the sales guy follows up to close it. And then he gives it to the crew leader who's going to schedule the work. And once it gets accepted, and finally, once it's done, it goes to the office manager to do the invoicing. So it has that, in addition to be able to schedule some of those key events, it also has that, you know, baton passing capability of advancing it to the next person who needs to handle the project.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I love about that is you can, like you said, you can set the permissions.
Right.
You know, so that people aren't getting bogged down by things that aren't necessarily in their role in the company and things like that. What about, I know I'm just kind of barraging you with a bunch of product questions here, but we're going to get into some other stuff here in a second. What other features maybe are you most excited about, or, you know, maybe talk a little bit about the future of where you're taking things? I know you mentioned something with time tracking is your next release and things like that. Like, where do you see yourselves going in the coming years?
Certainly just getting more and more involved in the different aspects of contracting. I mean, we cover a lot of ground now, but there's a lot, still a lot of opportunities out there. You know, time tracking is the next one, but one of the other things that's going to come from time tracking is getting more of the team in the field involved in the whole process and being able to, you know, keep track of notes and keep track of, you know, photos and things that they need to keep the project updated. So that will probably expand into a much more robust, you know, communication hub so that, you know, you've got an audit trail and you can keep track of what's going on in the project. You can see, hey, who did what on this project today or that project, and have a better handle on the overall flow of the project, which is great when, you know, during the project, but it's also great when something goes wrong. Because when something goes wrong, if you've got enough, you know, touch points along the way, you can look back and say, oh, geez, you know, Joe forgot to call on that date where he was scheduled to do that. Or he did call and he made a note of it. And we just, you know, somebody didn't follow up on that to, you know, take care of the problem. So that, I think that kind of communication and having it all in one spot with the project is a really, will be a really important feature, and making that easy to do without people having to, you know, jump in and rewrite things to keep up with that stuff is huge.
Good stuff. What other programs, just out of curiosity, does it integrate with?
It actually integrates with a pretty big variety of them, because we use a middleware app called Zapier. So we set up Estimate Rocket to communicate with Zapier, and Zapier knows how to talk to probably about 1,000 other applications. So the simple examples are QuickBooks Online, You Can Book Me, Calendly, you know, name your calendar program of choice, you know, your scheduling program of choice or lead generation program. Integrates with things like MailChimp or Constant Contact, other CRM packages, which we say to our customers initially that it integrates with other CRM. And then we also mentioned you may not need that CRM later on, but, you know, we do integrate with it.
Yeah. So just to be clear, I'm familiar with a lot of the things that you mentioned there, but one of the examples I want to give somebody and make sure that I'm understanding this properly is like, You Can Book Me is a feature that I know guys can have on their website. Somebody's on the website and they go, oh, I want to meet with Tom at 4 o'clock next Tuesday. Yep. They select the time, they enter in their contact details, whatever you set it up as in You Can Book Me, and you're saying that it then takes that information and imports it and creates a new lead in Estimate Rocket?
Absolutely, yep.
That was what, you know, it's funny, that was one of the, you mentioned it at the top of the conversation here, how guys are using all these different tools.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I remember way before Estimate Rocket was in the game, you know, over 10 years ago, where we used You Can Book Me, but then we had to take that and then we had to manually enter the data
right
into whatever our CRM was. So, I mean, you just saved, and we were, you know, 60, 80, 100 leads a month,
right?
You know, and so it was pretty crazy. And then, what else did you mention there? You mentioned, MailChimp and Constant Contact. How's that work?
So if you want to do bulk mailing, you can and have like a, let's say you've got a newsletter that you want to send out to all your clients. So, you know, Estimate Rocket's great on transactional communications with your customers, you know, following up during a project, following up after a project. But if you have a mailing list basically that you want to go out to periodically, something like MailChimp or Constant Contact is the perfect tool for that. So you can set those up to do, you know, any new clients that come into Estimate Rocket, you can send over to your MailChimp account. So that keeps your bulk mailing list separate. And one of the reasons we do that actually is for deliverability. We're all getting bombarded on our inbox these days. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to separate what's considered transactional mail email, which is, you know, if someone asks you to give them a proposal or to give them some information about some work, that's a transaction. And so that generally is not going to get, shouldn't get classified as spam because you were invited to do it. Hmm. Whereas a lot of emailing, when we're going out and we're just sending stuff out to people that we don't know, that's where you start getting tagged with spam. So we want to make sure that we stay in that transactional email, but we also recognize that, you know, people do have legitimate mailing lists and people enjoy the newsletter. I know a lot of our customers enjoy our newsletter.
You talked about the newsletter thing and even in your newsletter, but that's another thing that I want people to be aware of is that you guys do, you do a lot of training webinars. And I know because I've been on a couple of them, like I came on and did a couple training webinars for you and your community on sales and some things like that. How often do you do those? And if somebody wanted to find one of those Estimate Rocket training things, where would they find that?
Sure. So we try to do those once a month. We publish them all to YouTube. So if you go on YouTube and search for Estimate Rocket, highly recommend just hit the subscribe button. And then anytime we publish new videos, you'll get an email from YouTube. That's the easiest way to find them.
Bingo.
Hey, I'm Tom Reaver. Welcome to the Fight Night page. Listen, the contractor fight was started with the idea that we needed to bring respect back to the trades. And having that respect starts with having respect for ourselves as contractors. That's why we own our crap here and we deal with the things that we have control over so that we can ultimately be respect worthy. Now, Fight Night is one of those tools for you that we have a monthly online live training to help you grow in every area of your business so that you can increase your skills in your finances, in your marketing, your sales, your leadership, and on and on and on. So I want to invite you to hit the link below, sign up for the next Fight Night. Okay, you won't be disappointed. We literally have hundreds of contractors from all around the world that are joining us every month in order to learn how to bring more respect back to themselves and to the trades as a whole. All right, so listen, finally, we do not sell these replay links separately, okay? They're not gonna be for sale. A lot of people ask me that question. So the only way to get a replay link, which is yours forever, is to sign up below when we announce each and every Fight Night every month. So appreciate you taking the time to be here. Look forward to seeing you on our next Fight Night and talk to you soon.
All right, so one of the things that I wanted to jump into here a little bit is every industry has I'm just trying to go like super general here. So sure. Every industry has their own production rates. Mm-hmm. Even if you're a guy listening to this right now and you paint houses and you're like, what the hell's a production rate? You actually have them. When you walk around Mr. Jones's house and you're like, yeah, I think this is going to take me, you know, 3 days or mm-hmm. whatever. There's something in your brain, something in your experience that is helping you come up with the time that it's going to take to do this job. And for you, for those of you that are listening, why Estimate Rocket is so important and having is because it puts you on an estimating process that you can duplicate and you can use to train people with. Like, I can't take all the things that are in my head out of all the years of experience I have necessarily, but I can create a process that says, hey, this is how long it takes to install a window, a basic production rate. Now, a lot of guys go, yeah, but that just depends. Yeah, absolutely it depends, because to me, estimating is part art, part science, and you guys are handling the science part. You're basically saying, hey, to install a pre-hung door, right, is generally this long. Now, you're not inputting all that for your Estimate Rocket clients, but you have a platform that allows them to create templates. And I was wondering if you could kind of just explain that a little bit of why that's important.
Sure. Yeah. So, and we do actually have some pre-built templates that do have production rates in it. And it, specifically for painters, you know, we base those on the PDCA rates. But as you said, you know, everybody has an idea of production rates, no question about it. And I think a lot of people have a hard time realizing that they have a production rate or understanding that what they do is in fact a production rate. And it's more scientific than they think it is, you know, because a lot of them are really good and it's based on a lot of history. The trick is, and you said, you know, is in the variation. So the trick actually is to understand what the basics are and then learn how to deal with the exceptions on every project. So if you can see all the things that are the same in a given project that I do every time, those are really easy to put into a standard production rate. And then the exceptions are, I'm going to need an extra 5 hours to do that, or I'm going to need an extra 3 hours to do that. I'm going to need, you know, 4 man days to do this. Then you're really getting somewhere, because now you've got the easy stuff's easy, and the exceptions, you know, if you do have a guy you've trained, they can go out and do the basics. And as long as they make a note of the exceptions, then you can help them with your experience to fill in the blanks on the exceptions. And that way you train them on how to deal and understand the exceptions. So, you know, it's an interesting process to go through. And I know, you know, you and help your customers to get that stuff. We don't always have enough time to work with people at that level of detail. But, you know, one of the things I always say is having a coach is like one of the most invaluable things that you can do. And having a peer group that you can work with is just so invaluable, because you need that. You know, peer groups can help you sort out your thinking, and coaches can help you sort out your thinking, so you begin to realize, oh yeah, that stuff is in fact exactly the same every single time. It's and learn to look for those uniquenesses and separate those out. And then in your templates, you can even allow for that and say, okay, hey, this is painting walls, painting ceiling, masking, whatever those operations are that are standard. And then here's the you know, this house has, you know, crazy, you know, wall. There's 8 walls in every room, or, you know, we need to put an exception in for those.
Well, what's really good about this, and this is where Estimate Rocket, will make your company more profit. Okay. Is understanding, it's truly understanding the man hours on every job, and the better that we can communicate to our team in the field how we actually bid a job, how we came up with the 40 hours to do the job, is invaluable. Because and this is, I know when you can print, or your people can have access on their smartphone or whatever it is to access the work order, they could pull it up and they can walk into a room and they can go, okay, you know, Tom gave me, you know, 4 hours to prep the room and get it ready.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then on the tail end of the job, when we debrief, you know, the best companies, the most profitable companies, are going to sit down with their foreman, and then they're going to go, okay, you know, let's go through the scope. Where did I nail it? Where was I high and where was I low in time? Let's iron that out so that we could be as accurate as possible.
Right.
Because the more accurate we are, the more money that we're going to make. I mean, and listen, a lot of times, I always found this with my guys. Like, they don't want to tell you that you gave them too many hours. Okay. Like, the crew will never tell you, hey boss, you gave us, you know, 20 more hours than we needed on the job.
Right, okay. Right.
But the problem with that, and this is why we have to have a debrief after each job and have predictable production rates
in
whatever your industry is. The reason it's important is because, let's say you bid a job at 100 hours, but you can really finish it in 80.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that means every job like that 80 hour job that you're actually able to do, you're bidding at 100, you're actually losing jobs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're not accurate. And this is where it's important. And this is one of the things I help people with in our coaching and stuff, is how do you have like the wings of the airplane? You got the sales side and you got the production side. How do we keep it where we're making minor adjustments along the way, so we're both respecting one another? It's not just the sales guy, you know, bidding a job low and screwing the crew over. And it's not just the crew always telling the sales guy or the estimator, you never give us enough time. This kind of gives us a rally point.
Exactly.
Of, you know, let's be as accurate as possible.
Yep.
And I've seen companies turn it around where, I mean, Tom, literally when somebody starts doing two things, when they get an estimating system like you have here, and they get on the same page with that, when they have a weekly operations meeting, and when they job cost each job and have an adult conversation about how they can get better as a team, the companies that do that, I've seen a $500,000 company turn into a $800,000 or $900,000 company within a year. I've seen a company that's made you know, negative net profit, go 150 to 200,000 in net profit in a year.
Yep.
Simply by doing those couple things.
Yep. It's key. Communication is key. And I've seen, in, you know, one of the fun things about having worked with as many contractors as I have now through Estimate Rocket is, you know, seeing that progression of, you know, where, how people get from point A to point B, and that whole progression. And a lot of it is those conversations. It's those, you know, after action reports where, okay, you know, what happened, and the conversation between the sales guy and the crew leader where they, you know, they vet it out and say, hey, you know, this, you bid this one, you know, hey, sales guy, you bid this one too low. Well, why did I do that? Oh, because you didn't take into account that there's this, you know, special condition on this job. Other than that, we, you know, we would have nailed it. But, you know, next time, if you, you know, bid that appropriately, great. Or the opposite of, you know, right. Hey, we killed it. Why we kill it? Oh, because this was a super easy one. So like you said, then you can start drilling down on your whole and tighten up the whole process on both sides of the aisle, you know?
You know, it's funny. My guys would ask me, or they would say to me, hey, you totally underbid, you know, this, you know, the doors or the windows or whatever. Right.
Right.
And I go, okay, fair. Where did I knock it out of the park? I would always turn around, cause I'd be like, I know it's impossible that I'm perfect on everything else or not enough hours on everything else.
Right.
So where did I knock it out of the park? And I actually, I had one of my foremen came to me in one of our meetings one day, and he says, and this was great. He said, we have, I had four foremen out there, and they all collectively had some conversation before one of our weekly operations meetings. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, we've seen a trend. and he said, the trend is that you never give us enough time to paint baseboards.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And he knew I was going to counter with, where am I knocking out of the park? Because it's kind of become our thing. And he says, but we've also found that you always give us enough time for doors, more than enough time to paint doors.
Mm-hmm.
So they problem solved. They said, can you take some of the time from the doors and apply it in the production rate in the software to the baseboards, and then everything will even out, and then we're more accurate. See, this is what happens when you have a process that your people can rally around, and you have the discipline of having that weekly meeting, and you're not just beating your guys up going, you need to finish on time, and they're not just bitching back to you saying, you never give us enough time. But when you get everyone on the same page working together, that this is one of the positive byproducts of it.
Yeah, no question. And I think in, you know, the other importance there is that it's done in a positive fashion. If it's done, if that stuff gets done in a positive fashion, it's nothing but good. I mean, it helps everybody, as long as you have it in that positive fashion where everybody's trying to go in the same direction and, you know, accomplish that a greater good to bring the company forward.
Absolutely. So, Tom, as we kind of close this out here, I'm just curious, you've been banging at this for over 5 years now with contractors and stuff. And I'm, just curious from your take, you know, what have you learned? I guess a couple questions. What have you learned most about contractors since you've been working with them? And then what would you say are some real simple low-hanging fruit issues that they're having that are pretty easily fixable if they would just get a little focus? Answer any of that any way you want. How's that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, I mean, the first observation, because I'm always trying to get people moving in a direction, obviously, to use Estimate Rocket. It's a little self-serving, I realize. But, you know, everybody does things a little bit different. So my job is always to see what everybody's doing that's different and, you know, get them as much of that as we can without necessarily changing the world. So, you know, some guys are great. Oh, that looks pretty much like what I had. I like it. The format's nice. It's actually a little cleaner, you know, and they'll go with it. And other guys get really hung up on the detail, on this little, if it can't be, you know, four lines down and three lines over, that's not going to work for me. And that's, you know, that's one of those things of you might not be focusing on the right things when you're, you know, get out there and tweak your production rates, but I wouldn't worry too much exactly how that thing's formatted, because that's probably not going to make the difference between whether you get this job or not. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that I found. And, you know, and I can start to, you know, just like you have, when you go to work with someone, you get a feeling right off of, you know, this person's really focusing on the right stuff, and man, it goes quick and easy and they're off and running. Or if they're not focused on the right things, then it can be hard. So that's one of those things that I think people have to sit down and figure out, why am I, you know, what am I trying to do if I'm going to take on this new automation project of any sort, whether it's Estimate Rocket or it's a new tool that you're going to, you know, new sprayer that you're going to integrate into your business or whatever it is. You know, you got to sit down and decide, why am I doing this? What do I hope to get out of it before you start? Because it's whatever it is, it's not going to do everything. And it's not, you know, going to be the be all end all of everything you ever do. It's going to improve some stuff for you if things work right. And, you know, what are we looking to get out of it? And if you establish that stuff ahead of time, you'll have much more successful implementation projects of any sort. I mean, just like you got to go spec the job out before you do it, you got to spec out what you want to get out of things that you're trying to implement, because then you know when you've gotten there or not.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. I know we've barely tapped into all your brain power here today.
Yeah, 30 minutes, geez, Tom. That's
yeah, man. It's a lot of pressure. I know. So if somebody wants to learn more about you guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'll put some links in the show notes to Estimate Rocket and how they can find you and awesome. All that other stuff. I know you mentioned your YouTube channel. Where else can they reach out to you?
EstimateRocket.com is probably the best place to go. And then we've got our phone number on there. You can call us. You can chat with us. That's probably – actually, there's another great feature that I think is often underutilized. We have this little chat box down in the lower right-hand corner on our website and in our app. And, you know – 50% of the time I might be the guy responding there. So it's a great tool that probably is underutilized. So that's a good way to get a hold of us.
That's awesome. Well, Tom, I appreciate you hanging with us here today. And I look forward to seeing how you guys continue to get better. Cause since I've known you the last few years, it seems like every 6 or 8 months, you got something else happening that's making the product better, making the service better. And just on behalf of, I know a lot of guys out here that use you all. You know, thanks for kicking some serious ass, man.
Cool. It's our pleasure, Tom. And again, thanks for having us. And anytime, I'm here for you if you need me.
Sounds good. All right, fighters, check out the show notes for today for the links to Estimate Rocket. And with that, Travis, rock us out. We'll see you guys next time on The Fight.